Hello, I'm Brian Page, Executive Director of Networking and Technology here at Oakland University, and I'm here with George Martins, Associate Professor of Physics and NSF grant holder, and we're going to talk a bit today about how Oakland University's University Technology Services has worked to build its research computer and cyber infrastructure by partnering with faculty members like George and the Physics Department. And George, I'd like you to maybe describe your research work, the computing infrastructure you use to do that research, and maybe how UTS and your department have started to work together in the past to build, maintain, and operate that infrastructure.
Sure. We got together all the department and put some grants together and managed to have enough money to buy a reasonable size cluster. That the main problem we had once we got the cluster was not exactly where to put it. We had the space, but the space didn't have the power and the AC capabilities that we knew we were going to need. And we didn't have the resources for the, let's say, the will to invest time and effort to make this space appropriate for the cluster. We started going around, and I believe that we were the first ones that contacted you guys at the UT department and found out that we, in reality, there was a space and there was power and there was AC, and that was going to be provided by you guys. Right. And that's how it all started. Our the focus of our research is mostly time-intensive calculations. So we need hardware and software resources that are reliable in the sense that they're going to be running for an extended period of time without any glitches.
What do you think, as you've put this together, are the most important parts of a researching faculty like yourself, an IT department like us, relationship needed to accomplish research computing goals?
From our point of view, we have discussed this before and after our collaboration started, is mostly trust. That for that to work, and for that to work, we have to be reasonable on what we expect from you guys and make sure to you that we are not going to be making unreasonable demands or be an extra load in your work beyond what is reasonable to expect from what we are getting already, that is our cluster running uninterrupted. And if I may add, this trust can only be achieved if we have all the channels of communication open. We state clearly what we need and what we expect, and the same on your side too.
Absolutely. So what advice would you give to other researchers, either here at Oakland or maybe at other institutions that are mid or somewhat large size in research, in working with IT departments to accomplish cyber infrastructure objectives?
Sure. If I would say one thing is know what you need. Know the bare minimum of what you need to be able to operate. Don't make compromises of that will impact the quality of your research, but be very clear about the minimum that you need to be able to operate. And make this very clear to all the faculty involved and to the IT people that, well, if we have that, then we are able to operate and produce to the high standards that are required today if you want to be successful in research.
So maybe in closing here, you could explain from your perspective, what do you think the advantages and positive outcomes of this partnership have been? And where do you see it evolving to? What are the next things that we'll do together, do you think?
Well, we were discussing that the other day. There are many things that we have accomplished with this relationship. One is that we feel very safe because of the backup. It's obvious that we could do the backup too, but this is much easier for you guys to do. You do this routinely, so we can sleep very peacefully at night, knowing that if anything happens, well, at least whatever I did until such and such time today is safe, and no big loss will be will occur. As I mentioned before, we have a very reliable and stable system that has run. I was the other day doing maintenance in some machines and had to reboot them, and most of the machines, they had to do a file check system because the machine had been running for 560 something days. So this is a testament to the competence of the people in the IT who keeps things going smoothly without problems. But the most important thing that we all agree in the physics department is that contrary to other big places, and all of us have worked in big places before, either as postdocs or PhD students, is that here we have the accessibility to the equipment and to the software is much higher than in bigger places. In bigger places, you are kind of shielded from the equipment that in reality belongs to you, because the IT people, they don't allow you to put your hands in the equipment. And here we have, let's say, we have total control over the equipment. We know that the equipment is well cared for. If there are things that we don't know how to do, and there are many things that we don't know how to do, we have always benefited from help from the IT people. But there are no unexpected changes in software that always happen in big places, and you have to adapt to that, and this takes time. If there is any change in software, we do it, and we decide to do it, then we know what to expect. And another thing that may not look so important is if we come here to work in the weekend and there is any need to have access, have even physical access to the system, we all, the main people working with this cluster, we have physical access to the cluster, and we can go there and do whatever is needed to do, even though we may not know what to do, but we are quick learners. In other places, this would be completely unthinkable. You just don't have physical access to your machine, so you have to wait for Monday for things to get done. These are the main things. Where it's going, it will depend a lot on how the technology evolves and how successful we are in obtaining funds to increase the equipment. But if I have if I could wish something, I would wish that it doesn't go anywhere, that it stays the way it is, because it has been working. And as people say in my country, if your team is winning, don't mess with it.
I agree. It's been a great partnership, and thanks for coming in this afternoon to talk
to me. Sure. Thank you.